This is Dr. Inigo, dictating a second report. I was not able, I was disconnected and was not able to continue on the dictation for a claimant, for a pediatric consultative examination for a claimant by the name of Allison Ramirez. Date of birth, October the 18th, 2009. Case ID number is 721-3305. Date of exam, December the 7th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, a functional report dated 2023. Identifying information. This is a 14-year-old, 2-month-old female who presented with her mother, who is by the name of Celeste Pera, for a pediatric consultative disability physical to evaluate allegations of dyslexia, comma, urinary incontinence, comma, and scoliosis. The claimant is presently not receiving disability benefits, although she does have a brother who is receiving disability benefits for dyslexia. The family lives in a house, and the mother has just recently delivered another baby. There are approximately 5 siblings that she is taking care of, and she does work full-time at Stripes, but at the present time is on maternity leave since August the 28, 2023, and she states that her mother takes care of the children. The grandmother is 68 years old. There is no common law husband or father present in the house, and there is no child support being given for this family. The claimant is presently not receiving disability benefits. The informant is the mother, who is Celeste Pera. Allegations, number 1, dyslexia, number 2, urinary incontinence, number 3, scoliosis. History of allegations, number 1, dyslexia. The mother states that since 2018, the claimant has had dyslexia. She is presently 14 years old and 2 months, and she states that she has a tendency to skip words, and she gets her letters mixed up. She is presently in the 8th grade, and she is making A's and B's at this time. She is in a regular classroom setting, and she is given extra time for all her assignments. She is not in special ed and appears to be doing fairly well, although she is presently in the 8th grade. The mother states that occasionally she does make some C's, but has done fairly well with this arrangement. Allegation number 2, urinary incontinence. The mother states that since 2018, the claimant has had problems with urinary incontinence, which also resolved in 2018. She is on no medications and has to wear no pads and has had no accidents since 2018. Her condition has resolved. Allegation number 3, scoliosis. The mother states that the scoliosis that the claimant has been acquired from lifting heavy books. And she states that that's what she was told from her physician. The claimant states that the character of the pain is an aching pain located in the mid-thoracic area, which does not radiate down to the legs. She also complains of cervical spine pain as well. She has not had any surgeries for conditions or any injections given, and she does not wear a back brace at this time. Her limitations include being able to walk 1 mile, comma, stand for 5 hours, comma, sit for 6 hours, comma, lift approximately 5 pounds above her head and bend over to pick up clothes. She has no assistive devices and has not seen a physician at this time. Her daily activities include watching TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, cooking, comma, occasionally helping with the laundry, comma, and she enjoys doing sports as well as playing the violin. As noted earlier, she has no physician at this time, has not seen a chiropractor, and is not receiving any kind of physical therapy. She is also on no pain meds for any kind of pain at this time. She was diagnosed with thoracic lumbar scoliosis, which is mild. Limitations. The claimant can walk 1 mile, comma, stand for 5 hours, comma, sit for 6 hours, comma, lift approximately 5 pounds and bend over to pick up clothes. She is able to squat and bend over to pick up objects. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button her clothes and lift approximately 5 pounds above her head. She also enjoys playing sports. And plays the violin. The claimant states that she enjoys volleyball and basketball at this time. Review of systems. The claimant denies any headaches, comma, dizziness, comma, visual problems, comma, hearing problems, comma, shakiness, comma, clumsiness, comma, vomiting, comma, loose stools, comma, hard stools, comma, soiling, comma, bedwetting slash day wetting, comma, muscle weakness, comma, abnormal posture, comma, poor appetite, comma, or rashes. Activities of daily living. The claimant goes to school every day, and after school she plays sports and then comes home to do some of her homework. The rest of the time is playing with her siblings, and she enjoys music, sports, and the orchestra. She also enjoys playing the violin. The claimant is not a loner and enjoys being with other people. She does not have frequent fights with peers, adults, or other siblings, and she does make friends easily at school. She is very active and busy with all her schoolwork. Number developmental milestones. The mother states that the pregnancy of this claimant was normal with no problems. She was delivered at Rio Grande Regional Hospital. The claimant was not delivered by aid of instruments and was not a cesarean section. She was a one-baby birth and was not blue at birth, but was somewhat jaundiced the first week. No oxygen was given to her, and she was not placed in an incubator or had any other problems at the time of birth. The claimant weighed 6 pounds and was 18 inches long. The mother and the baby stayed for 3 days in the hospital and then were discharged in stable condition. The claimant was not an easy-to-care-for infant from 0 to 18 months of age, or an easy-to-care-for toddler from 18 to 48 months of age. The claimant sat alone without support at 7 months. crawled at 9 months, walked without support at 18 months, said her first words at 10 months, said her first sentences at 2 years, self-dressed without help at 3 years, was bladder trained during the day at 3 years, was bladder trained during the night at 4 years, and was bowel trained by 3 years of age. During the first 3 years of life, the child sometimes cried, comma, was afraid of new faces and places, comma, enjoyed being held, comma, and was predictable in terms of sleep and waking patterns. Also, during the first 3 years of life, the claimant explored the surrounding environment frequently, was very active, and intermingled with the other children. The claimant rarely had temper tantrums, comma, had extreme mood changes, comma, was distractible, comma, was unresponsive to discipline, comma, or was destructive. Past history, dyslexia, comma, scoliosis, comma, and urinary incontinence. Social history, there is nobody in the family that smokes, and there is no one who abuses alcohol, although the claimant did have a grandfather who was an alcoholic who has since passed away. There is nobody with delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, there is nobody in the family that uses marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, there is nobody in the family with hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. The claimant's mother is not married and has had 5 children without having a husband or a common-law husband at this time. She has her mother to assist her with the children, and she has recently delivered a baby within the last couple of weeks and is presently on maternity leave. Family history. The mother is 30 and in good health. They don't know the whereabouts of the father and only states that he was from Guatemala, and she has no knowledge of him at this time. However, she has been with multiple different other spouses for the other children. Medications, the claimant is on no medications at this time. Allergies, no known allergies. Physical examination, growth chart. The claimant is above the 100th percentile for her height according to her age, and she is at the 75th percentile for her weight according to her age. Temperature, 98.4 Fahrenheit, weight, 88.5 pounds, height, 5 feet 2 inches, BP 106 over 59 mmHg, heart rate, 69 beats per minute, respiration, 12 respirations per minute. General, the claimant is a well-nourished and well-developed 14-year and 2-month-old female, and no acute distress. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal after the last sentence? The claimant does have a mild scoliosis by physical examination and also by thoracic lumbar x-rays. However, the scoliosis is very mild. Could you drop down to assessment? The claimant showed no evidence of any obvious vision or hearing problems. There was no facial dysmorphism or skeletal anomalies. There was no physical evidence indicating side effects of medication. The claimant's behavior and attention span was appropriate. She related to and interacts well with the examiner and her caregiver. Her affect is appropriate. Her speech, both quantity and quality, is spontaneous and on imitation age appropriate. Her receptive, expressive, and communicative ability was age appropriate. Her general health shows no evidence of abnormality. Diagnosis. Number one, dyslexia. Dash mild. The claimant is in a regular classroom in the eighth grade and appears to be making average grades at this time. She is given a little extra time to do her assignments, but has not needed to go into a special ed program. Allegation number two, urinary incontinence. Condition was resolved in 2018. Number three, scoliosis, mild, normal physical exam. The claimant does play multiple sports of volleyball and basketball at this time. Prognosis, good. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Allison Ramirez.